At last, it's here. Bring it into the docking bay. Stack them all in my chambers at once. I now have all the Aquapure Ultimate Water Filter shower heads from the Alex Jones store.
There's something about this water I feel kind of funny. Hey, do you want to hang out tonight?
These stormtroopers are not warriors. They are vessels. We keep them full of chemicals to keep them under control. Like the dark side itself, it dulls the mind. It fractures the will.
Drink your water, troopers. I am sending you to the desert planet of Tatooine. We must crush the rebel force.
Dude, I think I'm gay. Me too. Let's go back to the ship and cuddle. I thought you'd never ask.
Turn around now and get back out there. These are your orders.
They're turning the frogs gay. Don't let them turn you next. You have to admit that Alex Jones is funny.
These will sell well on the black market.
I have the water filters.
Where are my water filters? Bring them to me, or feel the full wrath of the Sith.
I think you have something that belongs to me.
The Epic First Installment by Wars of the Info. Follow him on X at Wars of the Info. Very epic stuff. Look, folks, I was thinking about it the other day. And if you are not filtering your shower filter, like your shower water, what are you doing? What are you doing? You filter the water you drink. It's like I think about people who are like so, you know, concerned about this stuff. It's like they avoid microplastics. You know, they get all cotton clothing. They don't want to wear polyester. They filter their water. They're supplementing. They're doing all this stuff. And then you're spending 10 minutes a day, at least, in a sauna of chemical poison. Like you're absorbing it through your skin. It's getting in your mouth. It's getting like, why would you? You're huffing it. You're breathing it in. The steam is nothing but atrazine and fluoride. And it's like, why let all of the other stuff you do be completely undone because you don't have a filter on your shower? It's as obvious to me as filtering the water that you drink, but people don't think about it. So it's one of those ironies I was thinking about today. People out there probably, they got the Alexa Pure Breeze. They're filtering their air. They're filtering the water they drink. They're assiduously avoiding GMOs and growth hormones and plastics and all this sort of stuff. And then they're just bathing in chemical soup every single day for multiple minutes at a time. And it's like, yeah, you got it. You know, it's the same thing I think about pregnant women getting vaccines for their kids. It's like you just spend 9 months just of like hyper paranoid about everything you put in your body because you're carrying a kid. Everything that you eat has to be, you know, certain thing. You spend 9 months avoiding sushi and lunch meat and everything else. And then the instant your baby's born, you inject it with like 3 milligrams of aluminum. It's just like, what? If you're going to be this concerned, like how does that concern not carry on to the vaccines? Or if you're concerned about your health and keeping poisons out, how does that not extend to the air that you're breathing in the shower, the steam and the chemicals that you're getting? You got to get a water filter. You got to get a shower filter, and you can get both at the highest quality and best prices at thealexjonesstore.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com/Harrison to let them know who sent you. We'll get back on the other side. We're going to read some bills, folks. Stay tuned. Nothing more exciting than reading a couple bills, but we will. We will.
introducing the AquaPure Ultimate Water Filter Showerhead. You're not just drinking tap water, you're showering in it, breathing the steam, and soaking your skin in it every day. When you take a hot shower, that hot water opens your pores and creates steam. That means chlorine, lead, and many other contaminants in your tap water can hit your skin, your hair, and the air you breathe inside your own bathroom. And unlike most shower filters on the market, this has independent third-party testing. SGS testing showed a 95-plus percent lead reduction using the system, over 99% chlorine removal, and many other chemicals. The system installs directly onto a standard shower head. It literally just takes seconds. No plumber, no tools, no modification to your plumbing. Regularly $139. Today you can get it for just $97.99. That's 30% off. VIP members of theyellowshipstore.com get it for as low as $69.99. That is beyond a steal. Secure yours now while supplies last at theyellowshipstore.com.
Welcome back, folks. It's interesting seeing the process take place when a conspiracy is uncovered and then the way the people react to it. Because it happens on the left and the right in very similar ways. Really only when Israel's involved, but the right wing tends to take on the character of the left when Israel gets involved. That's why it's absurd they call us the woke right when they're the ones who want censorship and, you know, think that you deserve certain things because of the way you were born. Regardless, what is the classic conspiracy cycle? It's that's not happening. Okay, it is happening, but not like you said it is. Okay, it is happening like you said it is, but you're actually the one who's wrong for complaining about it. Like, we know this cycle. We've seen it enough. And we're seeing it again with this Israeli bill. Now, I don't know if you remember, but like this has been a very naturally occurring outrage, right? This wasn't some big production that everybody became aware of this. It's like slowly trickled up where like somebody was like, hey, what is this 224 thing? This looks kind of shady. And people are like, yeah, are you merging with our government? And then eventually you get to Benjamin Netanyahu writing a letter saying, thank you for adopting my proposal. And he's on TV being like, yeah, we're moving from, dependency to partnership, and he's pushing it and celebrating it. And the reaction now, I guess the strategy that the people are in favor of this are running with is like, this isn't actually a thing. It's not, it doesn't really matter. Stop complaining about it. Let it pass. It has to pass, but actually it's not, it doesn't really matter and nothing's actually happening. You're crazy, paranoid, panicking for thinking that, you know, this bill is bad at all or does anything. It's actually totally normal and it's what we already do with Israel. It's like, that doesn't make, then why are you passing the bill? And then why are you worried about the bill not passing? Why are you writing 4 pages of argumentation criticizing people against this bill if it doesn't actually matter and doesn't do anything? So I guess that's the strategy they're going with now, is like, there's no merger. It's not happening. You're paranoid if you talk about it, which I always find very funny, too, because if there's one word that defines the Israeli character, it's panic. It's absolutely everything has to be done right now or we're all going to die. And you have to agree with us 100% of the time and do everything that we say, or else you are an anti-Semite that wants us all to die. You're a Muslim AOC Hitlerite, and you're also a communist. And it's just like, oh, but we're the panickins. But we're the panickins. It's like, stop panicking about, you know, this bill. Stop panicking about Section 219. You're panicking about Section 219. And if it doesn't pass, then Israel will be taken over by Muslims and we'll be next and your daughter will be raped by Muslims. Stop panicking. All right, let's all calm down. I can't even keep up with how many amendments and bills are all pointed in the same direction, because this is clearly a gigantic thing that's happening. That people are trying to sort of brush this off as like, oh, this is just like agreements we have with the UK. No, it's not anything like that. Also, the UK is not Israel. And Israel has a long and storied history of stealing our intellectual property and selling it to our geopolitical enemies. So that might be a point of consideration in all of this. And even some people I generally like, but they get this attitude that's infuriating. Matt Forney's one of them. I like Matt Forney. I interact with him very positively, and I agree with what he says about immigration stuff. Just when Israel comes up, he goes off the rails. He says all of you are having hysterical reactions to the United States-Israel Technology Cooperation Initiative because you're getting your information from libtard rags and Muslim slop posters. No, I got my information from Benjamin Netanyahu and Ron Paul, Dennis Kucinich. What are you talking about? Like this, but this is the thing, right? Like this. This is how you can see whether it's a paid operation or just a, psychological manipulation. But it almost always starts like this, right? It's always you just believe this because somebody told you that. Everybody hates Israel because the left convinced them to, because Muslims convinced them to. God, God forbid you have your own conscience and can think for yourself and see things with your own eyes and dislike those things. You must have had that idea implanted in you by a Muslim radical. That's why you don't like seeing the endless massacres of the Israelis against innocent people. It's because you've been brainwashed, and I'm here to re-brainwash you the right way. No, I'm able to think for myself, and this stuff is wrong and bad and treasonous and stupid. And most of all, it benefits America not even a little bit. Not even possible to benefit America. It's literally us just giving everything away and getting absolutely nothing in return, which is the status quo when it comes to our relationship with Israel. But it always starts like this, right? Don't address the complaints. Discredit them by claiming that they must have come from some ulterior motive that's bad. No, it's a good motive. It's patriotism, and it's a strong dislike of Israel. There's so many bills. So many Israeli bills that can get confusing. Here's a breakdown from Gen X Girl at Gen X Girl 1994 on X. H.R. 8800, that's the NDAA. The same bill is under S-4784 in the Senate, right? So H.R. 880 is its designation in the Congress. This is the same bill in the Senate. Senate 4615, Section 622. H.R. 7540, S-3855, H.R. 1229, S-554, House Resolution 1339. What you want to vote for is the Massey Amendment, which is H.R. 8595. And of course, the number to call your House rep is 202-224-3121, 202-224-3121. And you can call and tell them that if this passes, you will never vote Republican again, because we're attempting to stop this from passing. People are very stupid. I have trouble. What happens is I get so many stupid responses to tweets. I just mute the notifications and just start ignoring it. Cause I don't have time. I have got no time to respond to all these idiots, but it's fine. But it's just is it not clear what I'm saying? This bill, if it's passed, remember, it creates offices. It creates positions. Once you create a position where you're putting somebody in a position of authority, where they have oversight and control and a budget, it's not easy to get rid of that position from then on. Once that starts, it begins to accrue power immediately. It begins to create an ecosystem that other people, other organizations, other aspects of the military will depend on. It will be permanent. There's no undoing this once it happens. Maybe, if the Democrats get in, they could undo it next year, something like that. But if it gets into place and is allowed to, create an office and build this bureaucracy for the next couple of years, it's in forever. And once you, some of the collaborations they're discussing, some of the sharing of information and intelligence, it's not a knot that'll be easily untangled once it's pulled taut. And anybody telling you, don't worry about this, stop paying attention, just let this happen, they're wrong. And I'm not going to read into their motivations, but they're not pro-America, that's for damn sure. So these are the sections we'll read right now, because these are the sections of the NDAA 4784. Section 845 is the report on strategic partnership with Israel. Section 1215, U.S.-Israel subterranean operations cooperation. Section 1216, U.S.-Israeli cooperation on counter-unmanned systems, it's AI. Section 1217, U.S.-Israeli framework for upgraded technologies, unified research, and enhanced security futures act, that's a big one. Section 1531, Iron Dome short-range rocket defense systems. And then there's a illustration here. Expanded Mossad pipeline access to U.S. intelligence community resources. Potential effects on collection requirements, TCPED process, and intelligence gap closures, including 18 public IC elements. All this other stuff. Context. DIA raises intelligence counter Israeli counterintelligence threat level to critical, highest level, June 2026 reporting. We'll get to that in just a second, but that is important context. Current Israeli limitations to collect against U.S. intelligence pre-NDAA provision. There's an access barrier, mass signature access, limited access to U.S. intelligence community, limited access to missile and space intelligence, advanced technological modeling from U.S. sources, restricted data pipeline, potential dual-use technology, potential for dual-use technology exploitation. All of these things will be granted to them with if this NDAA passes, with the DoD executive agent driving the pipeline integration, means heightened Israel intelligence collection and threat potential. And again, this is creating an office, essentially an Israeli agent office inside our government to direct our military and, again, get unrestricted access to our most valuable and sensitive information. This to a country who won't even do a favor for us when politely asked, right? Right now, Donald Trump has multiple times and publicly made the request that Israel exit from Lebanon, or at least withdraw to the Litani River. Do something that helps us in some way mitigate the enormous damage already done by the Israel-Iran conflict, but they won't do it. They refuse. So like, if nothing else, even if this is just a symbolic whatever, it's just, why would we marry ourselves to an even greater degree to a set of allies who do not seem willing to do anything for us? Anything. Why would we share anything with these people? Why would we give them any more access to anything? There's no argument for it. They don't benefit us. They don't act like allies to us. From Axios, they don't want you there. Trump tells Netanyahu to leave Syria and Lebanon. The U.S. president has reportedly pressed the Israeli PM to withdraw forces from both countries amid a widening rift. U.S. President Donald Trump pressed Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to withdraw Israeli troops from Syria and begin redeploying forces from southern Lebanon, Axios has reported, citing U.S. and Israeli officials. The reported appeal is the latest sign of a widening rift between the two leaders, with Trump pressing Israel to scale back its military deployments while Netanyahu's government continues to insist on maintaining them indefinitely. So it's not like we have to speculate about the priorities of America and Israel and what the military merger would entail. We have examples right now of a very simple thing that Israel could do that would benefit American national security enormously. They won't do it. They don't care. So why would we be allies with them, let alone merge our military with them? This is ridiculous. And that's on top of the West Bank settlements increased by hundreds, despite the fact that Trump explicitly said that they shouldn't do that. They're not our friends. They're not our friends. I don't know what else to tell you. And maybe I'm wondering if I should, I guess, just to set the stage. We'll set the stage with this, because, again, without even getting into the details, which we'll get into, and they're just as bad as you would expect, but without even getting into the details, just on a broad array basis, Israel, as of June of this year, that's 2 weeks ago, the Pentagon announced that they were raising the threat level of Israeli espionage to the highest level, to a critical threat. We're talking about giving direct intelligence access to the country that the Pentagon says spies on America more than any other country in a more dangerous way than any other country. The Defense Department increased the counterintelligence threat assessment to the highest level, and Israel is believed to have eavesdropped on American negotiations with Iran. So let's just lay the groundwork here. Israel is not our friend. They do not help us with national security. They do not change their desires, even when a very simple and easy alteration would be massively beneficial for Americans. They don't do it. They don't care. Can I just, how much do we have to go through this? They're spying on us. They planted stingray devices outside Trump's White House the first time around. They were caught planting tracking devices on his ambulance, likely ahead of an assassination attempt by them. They're caught over and over and over again. Mike Waltz communicating with Benjamin Netanyahu, the signal chat leak. We had Jonathan Pollard selling our information. There are multiple examples of Israel stealing American technology and selling it to the communist Chinese or selling it to communist Russia. And then the people that do that get a hero's welcome. Jonathan Pollard was greeted on the tarmac by Benjamin Netanyahu himself. These people are not our friends. They're our enemies. Just because there's a lot of them in our government doesn't mean that they're our friends. They just exploit us in the same way that you are not friends with, you know, the mafia just because you have mafia members exploiting your business, creating no-show jobs for themselves. They're just exploiting you. You don't have to let them. But it goes on. U.S. military technology sold by Israel to China upsets Asia power balance. This was in the late 90s. Israel's Lavi fighter bomber was designed to be one of the deadliest weapons in the air. However, it has now been revealed that after Israel discontinued the largely U.S.-funded project, it sold China the plans for the Lavi and the associated secret U.S. technology. This has enabled the Chinese to build their own version of this new generation of fighter aircraft. I can think of literally no less than like six examples of this exact thing happening. I honestly can't think of another country that this has happened for. I mean, I know the Goldbergs were killed for selling, you know, secrets to the Soviets, but, you know, they were Jewish Israelis anyway. So I can't think of another country that we're allies or enemies with that has such a long and thorough history of betraying America and selling our valuable and secretive technology to our major and main political rivals and enemies. So then there's stuff like that. Well, there's obviously stuff like the Apollo Gold Pagers and all the other nefarious ways that Israel likes to kill its perceived enemies. But there's stuff like this we've reported on before, but is worth considering once again as we talk about merging American and Israeli military technologies. There's this: Russian S-300 and S-400 air defense systems are unable to detect Israeli F-35s flying over Syria. So Syria or Russia gave S-400 and S-300 air defense systems to Syria, but they programmed them to be incapable of intercepting Israeli F-35s. Gee, I wonder if they would do something like that. Like, imagine a situation where we have to go to war with Israel and Israel programs our weapons to where they will not fire if aimed at an Israeli machine. That's what they did in Syria with the S-400s with Russia. So these are the people that we're opening up our military technology pipeline to. Okay. It's like, what are you panicking about? Just because the convicted sex offender is the teacher doesn't mean you shouldn't send your kid to the preschool, right? Just because they have a very long history of committing this exact type of crime, that's not a reason to try to limit their access to this material in the future, is it? Of course it is. Oh, but you're panicking, but you're freaking out. You're hyperventilating and you're crazy. No, we don't want Israel getting more access to America. They betray us constantly. They don't like us. They're not good for us. They don't help us. They're not even good fighters. Okay, so when I'm panicking, is the thing. It's dishonest. It's a dishonest framing to discredit the argument in the mind of the stupid. That only works on stupid people. I'll have you know. Just telling you, if you see these posts that are like, oh, look at this idiot, but they don't actually say anything, you're being manipulated as a low IQ person who depends on the herd to dictate reality to you. You can see reality for yourself. And if you're an intelligent person, any attempt to sway you like that should instead sway you against the person using that technique. Do you know what I mean? Do you understand what I mean? When somebody doesn't actually argue against the thing, but does try to create a pressure, peer pressure atmosphere in which you're pressured to change your mind to something untrue. Like, you should dislike the person that's trying to convince you like that. You'd be like, wow, you're manipulative. I don't like that. I don't think you're like a cool person that I'm like, oh, I hope he thinks I'm cool too. No, you can think for yourself, and you can actually read this stuff. So let's do that. Section 845, report on the feasibility and advisability of establishing a strategic partnership on defense industrial priorities between the United States and Israel. In general, not later than March 30th, 2027, the Secretary of Defense shall submit to the Committees on Armed Services of the Senate and the House of Representatives a report with a plan for the establishment of a partnership between the DOD and appropriate counterparts of the government of Israel in order to enhance the market opportunities for United States-based and Israel-based defense technology companies, to increase interoperability through dual-use and emerging technologies, to counter adversarial development of dual-use defense technology, and in coordination with the appropriate counterpart offices of the Israeli Ministry of Defense, to enable coordination on defense industrial priorities and set tangible goals for industrial-based participation by both nations, to highlight partnering opportunities for programs in both nations, and to help navigate country-specific acquisition regulations for partners unfamiliar with the regulatory environment of others, of the other, to streamline emerging defense technology research and development, to create more effective pathways to market for defense technology startups that allow increased participation in industrial partners from each nation and the industrial bases of the other, to collaborate on the development of dual-use defense capabilities through coordination, and to leverage other private capital equity on venture funding opportunities to augment governmental funds for technology deployment or scaling. 5, to create programs that incentivize defense technology companies from both nations to address defense priorities outside the Middle East, and to explore innovative mentor-protege arrangements that partner companies from each nation to help navigate the acquisition regulatory environment of each nation. So what is that? What the hell does that mean? What the hell does that all mean? In a word, it means merger. It means joining. It means collaboration. It means fusing, synthesis. I mean, how many of these words did we see? I mean, interoperability, dual use, like every word, coordination, partnering, effective pathways market for develop, increased participation, to collaborate, to leverage other private capital. Like, it's all just, okay, we're going to join. We're going to merge. We're going to collaborate. We're going to combine. I mean, how many other synonyms do you want for it? But don't say that we're merging. But don't say this is giving them access to any of our technology. We're just trying to, you know, create a situation in which there's essentially no difference between Israeli and American companies when it comes to defense supply, which this is one of the only things that we do anymore is defense production. One of the only reasons we do defense production is because you have to be an American citizen to work in our sensitive defense industry. So it's one of the only places that actually makes American jobs is the weapons manufacturers, because to a large degree, you have to actually be American to work there. But not anymore, I guess. But I guess, you know, that level of sensitivity is no longer necessary. Now that we are just a colony of Israel. We'll be right back with more. We're going to read this whole thing, and the whole thing reads like that. Just, we're going to combine this, and we're going to combine this, and we're going to combine...
My fellow patriots, the first thing the globalists and the leftists do when they want to silence you is go after your merchant accounts. Go after your business payment systems. It's that simple. They try to cut off your ability to even receive money or make payments. It's globalist siege. It's globalist economic warfare. It's a globalist blockade, an embargo, sanctions against American populist patriots. For everyone that's been watching and listening to me for years, you've seen the attacks. You've seen the deplatforming. You've seen the court battles, the news articles, the demonization, the bogus default judgments. We even have FBI and CIA operatives on hidden camera talking about how their entire goal was to take me out of the knees by knocking out my ability to accept payments. And that model they used on me, they admit, is for all of you.
Alex Jones.
Yeah, so we were after him.
So with Alex Jones. And the goal with him was what, just to bankrupt him?
Pretty much.
Well, because of First United payments and your support, they failed. And they failed because I had a processor with a backbone who loves America and believes in the free market. One who stands up for American justice and who didn't back down when they received threatening messages and pressure from other major institutions. If you are a conservative business owner, Google is watching you. Meta, Facebook is watching you. Amazon, all of the major big tech is watching you. If you think for one second that they are not orchestrating and coordinating their efforts behind the scenes to take you offline and out of business and render you harmless to the system and the machine, you are wrong. The question is not if, it's when Stripe, Shopify, PayPal, Square, they're all part of the same big tech machine. Consolidation, vertical integration, that is the goal of the BlackRock globalist system. Because once there's only one central system, they can bring in the universal credit score. This is the key to their entire panopticonic takeover plan, in their own words. The head of BlackRock, Larry Fink, was very clear. Once they have the system in place and they're close, they are going to shut down everybody that isn't part of their system, even people that aren't political. This is about total control. They've just got to get to the patriots that are opposing them to get to you. And FirstUnitedPayments.com stands directly in the tyrant's way. My fellow Americans, this is your call to action. Call or email First United Payments now and ask them how you can protect your business against the globalist predatory attacks and shutdowns today. Visit First United Payments now at FirstUnitedPayments.com. And talk to a real human here in the good old U.S. of A by calling toll-free 877-899-1313. That's 877-899-1313. The tyrants are counting on us not to innovate. They're counting on us not to migrate to institutions and organizations that are pro-human just like us. This isn't some new company. I've been using them for almost a decade. They're already taking care of most of the patriots. Whether you're a florist, have a gas station, or you're a farmer, or you've got a little five and dime shop or a factory, whatever it is, online merchants, this is the place for you. These guys are patriots and they're in our corner. They're Americans just like us, and they hate the New World Order with a passion. They believe in the free market, and they understand this is 1776 2.0. 90% of it is information warfare and financial. And this is just as important as the right to self-defense and guns. You've got to be able to have your own business. You've got to be able to operate without these globalist sharks, this mafia shutting you down. And First United Payments is the tip of the spear. Proven warriors, ladies and gentlemen, in this fight. Thank you so much. Now visit FirstUnitedPayments.com right now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is War Room Live. You're watching us on the Alex Jones Network, alexjoneslive.com. We've got all sorts of new products at thealexjonesstore.com to keep you healthy, fashionable, and, of course, helping to keep us on the air and in the fight. The showerhead filter is one of our newest products. And, I mean, if you don't have a water filter in your shower, I don't know why. I don't know why not. If you're filtering the water you drink, you should definitely be filtering the water that you shower in, and you should definitely be filtering the water that you drink. So get all the filters you need at thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison. Ultra Methylene Blue Tincture is 40% off. We also have the introductory offer on the new Ultimate Turmeric Tincture, which is just absolutely incredible. Helps you take control of your health, support the broadcast, and experience the difference premium, fast-absorbing turmeric can make by going now to thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison and getting your turmeric, ultimate turmeric tincture, which is like a liquid version of that old product, Bodies, which was one of my favorites back when we had it. Now we've got turmeric extract. It'll likely become one of my favorites as well. TheAlexJonesStore.com/Harrison. And of course, the hats and the shirts are awesome as well. And as I'm reading through this table, I mean, We'll read through it. We will, because people keep telling us we have to. But I'm just letting you know right now, it's exactly what you think. It's a merger of Israeli. I mean, it's just the details of exactly what it sounds like. It is a merger of the Israeli intelligence and defense industries with America's. That's it. That's what's happening. Yeah, so I'll read it, but like, you know everything you're going to know at the end of this already. But I'm just proving that all the people telling us to stop panicking, that this is not doing what you say it's doing. No, it's absolutely doing what we say it's doing. And in fact, I want to go to clip number 15 first. This was a breath of fresh air. And this is one of the reasons that I, don't feel bad about abandoning the Republican Party if and when this merger with Israel passes. It's because you listen to J.D. Vance and he's asked, like, why do people not like Israel in America? And he's like, they must be brainwashed. I guess we can figure it out. It's like, I don't trust you. How do you not know why people don't like Israel? You're lying. You're just lying. So let's go now to clip 15, where we get to see breath of fresh air. Somebody not lie and play stupid when asked. Let's watch.
One issue facing the Democratic caucus this week is a piece of legislation by Thomas Massie on Israel, cutting off funding $3 billion worth of aid to Israel.
Yes.
Where do you stand on that?
I'll be voting for it.
How come?
Well, because the Israelis are out of control. Lebanon, Gaza, there's no reason for us to continue to make these investments at this time.
She's got my vote. I like her. She's, I don't know who this lady is. I assume she's a Democrat. Was that so hard? I loved that. Thomas Massie it's a very contentious bill. There's a lot of, no, I'll vote for it. Oh, okay. Why? Because the Israelis are out of control. What are you talking about? You don't need to elaborate on it. You don't need to justify your stance. It's self-evident to everybody that's not lying to you. Oh, why don't we want to support Israel? Because they're out of control. Gaza, Lebanon, there's no reason for us to support that. Next question, please. That's it. That's all that's needed. That's why you feel crazy when this devolves into endless discussion and back and forth and page-long essays about, no, it's not that complicated, folks. We don't need to do this. There's no reason to do this. Israel's the bad guy. We support them. We should stop. That's it. It's all the discussion we ever need to have about this. But we'll keep going. But I love that. I love that. I don't know who that woman is, but why can we not have politicians be like that? Why can they not just tell the truth? Why can they not just say what's actually happening? Why don't you support Israel? Because they're out of control, man. They're crazy. Look at what they're doing. It's the best answer I've ever heard from a politician. Why can't J.D. Vance say that? When J.D. Vance is asked, why don't people support Israel? You say, because they're out of control, dude. Gaza, Lebanon, they're murdering everybody. That's why. You don't think so? You think there's a different reason? Love to hear it. See, this is my disappointment with the Republicans is immeasurable. They should be able to recognize the humanity of Palestinians just as well as anybody else. But they can't. Okay, so section 1217, this is the real one. This is the big one. This is the big deal. United States-Israel Framework for Upgraded Technologies, Unified Research, and Enhanced Security Futures Act of 2026. So even in the title, it talks about unified research. So again, just everybody telling you this doesn't merge anything. There's no merger. This is not an issue. This is just business as usual. No need to pay attention. No, this is the quote unquote unified research, which is actually even beyond cooperation. Unified means it becomes one thing. You could have a partnership. You could have collaboration. Unification is when two things become one thing. So this is beyond partnership. This is merger, unification. So, establishment of a United States-Israel Defense Technology Cooperation Initiative, right? So, this is the main point. It creates an office. It creates an initiative. It creates a organization that will perpetuate itself on its own volition. The Secretary of Defense, in collaboration with the Minister of Defense of Israel, shall establish a cooperative initiative to be known as the United States-Israel Defense Technology Cooperation Initiative to expand and accelerate bilateral defense technology research, development, testing, evaluation, coordination, and industrial cooperation by A, identifying jointly developed or Israeli origin technologies with operational utility for integration into the United States systems and programs of record, which again, you know, this will be spun by the people who support it as some sort of positive for America. Look, we're getting access. We're getting their technology in our systems. I don't want their technology in our systems. Other time Israeli technology has been in our systems, it's been used to spy on us. Why would we want that? That's the problem. Of course, it's being spun as a benefit to us, but it's a benefit to Israel having their technology, having their industry merge with our technology. They get the benefit of the profit that they get from us, you know, paying for the information or the technology. They get access to the technology as it's integrated into our systems. It's not good for us. There's nothing they have that we so desperately need and can't create ourselves. There's also nothing that they have that they shouldn't give us anyway because of the overwhelming protection that we give them. That's the other thing that upsets me about this is why are we treating them like a partner? They should be the subject. They shouldn't even have an option to withhold stuff from us. They only exist because of our mercy, because of our endless generosity to them. They don't even have a right to exist. They can't exist without our help, without American servicemen, you know, there to protect them, there to stand in the way and fight their battles for them. They wouldn't exist. So why do they get to have any technology that we don't get access to? Every single time any sort of novel technology comes out of Israel, America should be like, oh, thank you. And if they say no, oh, really? Oh, you don't want to give us that? Okay, bye. They'll give us technology. They need us. We don't need them. Continuing, conducting collaborative research initiatives involving government, private sector, and academic institutions in the United States and Israel in a matter that protects sensitive technology and information in the national security interests of the United States and Israel. Again, I do not want Israelis collaborating with the government, our private sector, and certainly not the academic institutions in the United States. Why would we want Israeli infiltration to an even greater degree in our higher education? There's no argument for this, unless you genuinely think Israelis are like beneficial to America in some way. Like, I'm trying to puzzle out, like, why would an American patriot support this? And like, if you actually, you know, fall for the lies Israelis tell about themselves, then maybe you would think that they're like special or something. They're not. Facilitating the transition of technologies from research and development into procurement and acquisition pathways, establishing framework for joint ventures, licensing agreement, and United States-based co-production and manufacturing partnerships with Israeli industry. Again, partnerships, transition, joint. I mean, it's just, yes, everything is being unified. It's all being melded into one another. And again, all of this will be done under the coordination of an office that once set up will not be going away anytime soon. And like a snowball rolling down the hill, the more it's integrated, the more access it'll have, the more it'll be able to expand its power and influence. Repeat, repeat, repeat. I mean, that's what's going to happen. Coordinating with relevant Department of Defense components, including Irregular Warfare Technological Support Directorate, Capability Development and Innovative Divisions, the Defense Innovation Unit, the United States-Israel Operations Technology Working Group, the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, DARPA, the Missile Defense Agency and the United States Space Command, the military services to align efforts and avoid duplication and promoting joint training exercises and information sharing mechanisms to enhance operational readiness to deploy jointly developed technologies. Remember, I think about this. We just read the article where the Iranians were reporting to J.D. Vance that the Israelis were spying on negotiations and that Kushner and Witkoff were directly feeding information to Netanyahu during the negotiations. And remember, Israel tried to stop the MOU from coming out before it did. And they were mad that America wouldn't share the text of the MOU with them because they wanted to take the text and be able to present it on their own accord and present it with their own spin on it in order to try to, you know, gin up public outrage to put a stop to it. And we had to withhold it from them. This would prevent us withholding it from them. If this had been implemented before the negotiations, Israel would have been able to demand access to that information, and we would have had no way of withholding it from them. They would have had direct access to our sensitive information, meaning they would have used it to try to scuttle the peace process in direct opposition to our national interest. You can go back to the late 90s when they're selling our jets to China. You can go back to the 80s when they're selling our technology to the Soviet Union. You could go back to the Stingray devices under the first Trump administration, the tracking devices under the second Trump administration, the fact the Pentagon just raised the threat level of espionage from Israel to the highest critical level possible. Or you can look at the MOU and the negotiations with Iran, where repeatedly America's had to withhold information. J.D. Vance himself, I believe it was, or whoever it was, reported it, that they had to, you know, withhold information from the Israelis because they were convinced that the Israelis would kill the Iranian negotiators. In fact, America had to warn the Iranian negotiators that they were being targeted for death and they had to take defensive measures. So you don't have to go back 20 years in the past. You don't have to go back 3 weeks in the past. Israel is at this very moment trying to use espionage against America to harm our interests in a war that we are doing on their behalf for Iran. So I ask again, why would we merge them more? Why would we marry ourselves to an even greater degree to this country who routinely and to this day sabotages us diplomatically when our interests diverge? Why? Why would we do that? There's no argument for it. In America's interest, America doesn't benefit from this. All we'd be doing here is opening up significantly more vulnerabilities for them to take advantage of. Joint training, total direct access to DARPA. Well, why? Why would we give them any of this stuff? Initiative domains. The initiative shall be carried out through the cooperative efforts in domains such as the following: counter unmanned systems, including aerial, maritime, and ground platforms, anti-tunneling and subterranean threats, missile and air defense technologies, including a Golden Dome for America, artificial intelligence, quantum, machine learning, and autonomous systems, directed energy and advanced sensing, cyber defense, electronic warfare and digital resilience, biotechnology, biomanufacturing and medical defense, network integration, data fusion and contested logistics, defense industrial base cooperation, manufacturing and co-production, other emerging technologies to address medium or long-term threats jointly agreed to by the United States and Israel. So again, just direct merging, you know, direct cooperative efforts in every single aspect of our defense industrial complex, every single part that they already dominate to a massive degree. Now they just want full, unrestricted, unrestrained access to all of our technology. It just goes on and on. We can keep up to this, but I don't think there's anything that necessarily jumps out other than, yeah, co-production agreements. There will be an annual report they'll have to make talking about how much they've done. But yeah, you can read it yourself. It says exactly what everybody criticizing it says. I don't know why people on the right are trying to spin this as if it's either nothing and doesn't matter or somehow beneficial to America. It's just not. So it shouldn't happen. It is just giving Israel direct access to our intelligence and military. And again, how many examples do you need of ways that Israel has used this exact type of access to make it to where Syria can't target their planes because the S-300 and 400 won't lock on to Israeli jets? You know, the Apollo gold pagers, like that. This is what Israel does. And I remind you, they say they're at war with us. They say America is the eighth front. They say that America is the new Rome and that they'll win against Rome this time. This is the way Israelis wage war, folks. That's what you need to understand. And you know what? I saw Matt Forney and others saying, yeah, this is no different than agreements we have against the UK and all these other, or with these, the UK and New Zealand, and all these other places. I don't think that's entirely true. I think we do share some information with them. That's also not a good thing, and we shouldn't do that. That's not actually a great argument. It's just a precedent, but it's not a good precedent. That should also probably be rolled back, considering the fact that those exact Five I country agreements are the thing that was used to circumvent constitutional restrictions to spying on American citizens and was instrumental in the Russiagate scandal manufactured to try to destroy Donald Trump. So, like, these things are always abused by the powers that be for their own benefit. Why would we create more of them? Nothing about intelligence sharing. Not one word. What are you talking about? Not one word about intelligence sharing? What? That's what this whole thing is. Nothing about hiding the amount of aid we give Israel. The bill explicitly requires regular transparency and progress reports to Congress. That's the point, though, isn't it? Isn't that the point? That right now they have to go to Congress to get the money, and this is resetting that relationship so they get the money and then they tell the Congress afterwards. Nothing about us unilaterally handing all of our tech to Israel. Again, we are the ones with the technology almost entirely. I guess all the stuff you people talked about reshoring manufacturing to America, except that we're opening up our market to Israel manufacturing as well. Are you suggesting that we can't sell? My God, there's so much. Because, like, we can't sell things to Israel without allowing them direct access, partnership, unification with our intelligence and defense departments. What have we been doing this entire time? None of this is necessary. And this is another, like, there's certain things that you always see. One is just, like, you know, saying it's not happening and you're stupid. But another one I saw that's similar between, like, what Matt Forney was saying and J.D. Vance, and I'm sure there's a phrase for this, but J.D. Vance did it as well, and I didn't mention it when we played the clips, but, you know, he goes, Israel's not the only country lobbying America. And it's like, nobody ever said it was. That's not an argument. Just like nobody ever said it was a unilateral thing that Israel would be getting all of our technology and we wouldn't be getting any from them. There has to be some sort of bilateral, you know, exchange. The difference is, for one thing, they shouldn't have technology they withhold from us because they only exist at our behest. So we should be able to demand access to everything they have since we use it for their benefit anyway. Two, we are under no obligation, and it benefits us not at all to provide them access to our research and development when we can just sell them the weapons afterwards. Of course, it's, you know, it gets a little complicated because we're selling them weapons that they buy with our money. So, you know, it's not even that that's a great benefit either. So just what are we doing here? Straw man. It's all straw man arguments. I don't like how much influence Israel has over America. Well, they're not the only country. Okay. And, like, do you understand? Like, what I don't understand is how these arguments work, because they don't work in normal situations. If I say to you, hey, that guy's a murderer, would you turn to me and go, he's not the only murderer? Did I say he was? Does that mean him being a murderer is no longer bad because other people have also murdered? Like, it doesn't make any sense. But these are the types of things people say over and over and over again, and that are treated like valid arguments. Israel's not the only country to lobby America. Okay. Thanks for that little data point. Now respond to the question about Israel having influence in America over and above what is right or proper or appropriate, and is significantly more than just about any other country you care to name. Do those other countries have lobbying efforts? Probably so, I guess. I don't know, because it's not a constant, persistent, dominating effect of our entire political process. They don't routinely celebrate the fact that they control most of our government in the way that AIPAC does constantly. They don't brag about ousting people like Thomas Massie for daring to disagree with them on one simple thing. So what are you talking about? So why does it matter that Mozambique also has a lobbying arm? It's not the same. So why are you making that argument? In the same way, it's like America's not unilaterally giving everything we own over to America. Okay, so I guess it's fine then. I guess it's fine if not absolutely everything is being given to them directly and we're getting nothing in return. Oh, we're getting like almost nothing in return instead? What is this argument? What are we saying? What are you talking about? Bonkers. It really is beyond bonkers. See if there's anything else we have to say about this in particular, because we're coming to the end of the show here, and I got a lot of stuff I'm going to have to save for tomorrow, including an exploration of sexual morality in the modern age. That's all just absolutely crazy. But yeah, I guess we'll find out whether we like still have a country at the end of this. And look, it's not panicking. This is just the way it is. This is just what's actually happening. We just have people in government openly committing treason for the sake of a foreign nation. We started a war for the sake of that nation. We were able to oust a president of a college for the sake of that foreign nation. Seems like we can move heaven and earth, and there's no barriers or no precedents necessary. Anything they want is at our command, and any barrier will be eradicated. But if we ever want anything for America, it's how dare you? Who do you think you are? Or it's absolutely, we'll definitely do that, and then just absolutely nothing happens. So at a certain point, we got to wake up to the threat that Israel poses. And like I said before, I really am the moderate position here. Maybe that's the argument that needs to be made. Like the absolute moderate position, like dead center, right in the middle, is like Israel should no longer be our ally. We shouldn't support them. We shouldn't have anything to do with them. We should just cut them off and move on and just do what is right for America. Like that is my position. And incumbent in that, the next inevitable step would be that Israel would be destroyed by its neighbors. And I'm fine with that. That's the moderate position. Because the left of me wants to, like, murder all the Israelis. So I'm just saying, stop. Just stop doing this. Just stop pushing this. Because you either listen to people like me, and we can move forward with Israel just like any other country, or you can try to do what you're doing and let the AOCs and the Mamdanis take over, and they really hate you. So choice is yours, I guess.
Took 2 years to do this, our great sponsor. I'm not bitching. It's amazing. They got the highest rated. We published the studies, showed it to you, the big third-party testing firms. The highest quality gravity-fed filters cuts out all the thousands of different prevalent chemicals like atrazine and glyphosate to non-detectable levels, meaning zero, basically. Can't detect it. That's the highest rating. With the most beautiful stainless steel. 3-gallon system. You can get the stand if you want to. A lot of people don't even need the stand. Looks great in your kitchen, great at your business, but the most important thing is it cuts all these toxins out. This is the number one thing you should do for your family, for people, your coworkers. This is no more bottled water, no more, you dump swamp water in this, pool water, whatever, it cuts everything out, and it funds the operation. Everybody needs one of these. This is a home run. I am so impressed because I've been bitching it bigly. Like 2 years ago, we started going, hey, we need this, here's the ratings, this is the highest thing, I want stainless steel. You can go out and find the company, the manufacturers, go to the one with the highest quality, lowest price. They're selling crap. They don't even have the good filters. This isn't even stainless steel. It's plastic. For more than this, get yours now, thealexjonesstore.com. Commit to yourself to get the poisons out of the water. It's one of the biggest moves you can make to take control of your life, and it funds this operation. Order it now at thealexjonesstore.com. Take action. And there's a big sale that's going to end Sunday night at midnight. And that is Ultimate Life Force, the ultimate spike protein cardiovascular booster for everybody. That is 50% off. Bunch of other deals that are going to end soon at thealexjonesstore.com. Wide selection of Patriot apparel and more. and the live feeds of the show are at theauctionstore.com as well.
Nice try, globalist, but Alex Jones is still here, and he's not f***ing leaving.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.